Title: Bassline Bounce at 170 BPM with Lift 12 Stock Packs Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This lesson is all about one thing: Bassline Bounce at 170 BPM in Ableton Lift 12, using only stock devices and stock packs. Advanced level rolling drum and bass or jungle energy. And the big mindset shift up front is this: at 170, bounce is not really about writing clever notes. Bounce is micro timing, note length, accents, and distortion control. That's the whole game. By the end, you'll have a two-layer bass system, a sub that stays solid and club safe, a mid-layer that gives you movement and bite, and a bass boss that glues it together so it breathes with the drums without losing weight. Let's set the room up properly. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Now create a few tracks, a drums group, a bass sub track as MIDI, a bass mid track as MIDI, and then an audio track called bass bus. Route the sub and mid into the bass bus. If you're the type who forgets routing and fixes it later, don't. This is one of those sessions where good routing equals faster decisions. Now, quick coach note. Pick a pocket reference and mix into it. At 170, tiny timing changes feel huge. So don't start with 10 layers. Loop just kick, snare, hats, and bass. Get that to groove before you add ear candy. If something feels late or early, it's often your hat pattern pushing or pulling the pocket. Fix the drum pocket first, then micro time the bass. Cool. Step 1. Write a bounce first MIDI pattern. Rhythm is the sound. Open a 2-bar MIDI clip on the bass sub. Start simple. We're going for a rolling minimal pattern that locks to a standard D&B groove, with space around the snare on beats 2 and 4. Set your grid to 1/16 as a starting point. Pick a root note like F. Keep the sub mostly in the F1 to A1 range. That range is where you get weight without turning your low end into a weird fog. Here's a solid example pattern you can copy, and then we'll tweak it by ear. In bar 1, play short F1 hits at the very start of the bar, then another on the end of that beat, then a hit that leads into the snare area, then repeat a similar idea in the second half. Bar 2, keep the rhythm mostly the same, but change one hit to G1 or E1 for a little call and response. Now the real key, note lengths. Start with 1/16 lengths so it's easy to hear, and then shorten some notes down to 1/32 or even 1/64. You are literally carving tiny air gaps so the drums can punch through. Bounce is often just silence placed well. Velocity matters too. Add accents on offbeats. Push a few notes into the 90 to 110 velocity range. Keep others down around 50 to 75. You want the line to speak like a drummer's ghost notes versus accents. And here's the advanced mindset. Intentional inconsistency, but only on the mid later. The sub is allowed to be boring. We'll keep the sub consistent and make the mid feel alive. Now, step 2. Build the sub. Clean, controlled, club safe. On bass sub, load operator. Keep it basic. Oscillator A only. Sine wave. Make the amp envelope tight. Zero attack. Decay around 250 milliseconds as a starting point. Sustain all the way down, and release somewhere around 40 to 80 milliseconds. You're listening for no clicks, but also no long tail that overlaps and smears the groove. Now the sub-processing chain. All stock. First, saturator. Drive at 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ8. Don't high-pass your sub by default. If it's boomy, you can do a tiny low shelf dip around 60 to 80 Hz, but keep it subtle. If you have mud, a gentle cut around 200 to 300 Hz. Also subtle. Then utility. Set width to 0% so it's mono. Turn bass mono on and set it around 120 to 150 Hz. Your goal right now is simple. Mute the mid layer entirely. Does your track still feel like it has a solid foundation? If yes, you're winning already. Step 3. Build the mid bass. This is where the bounce becomes obvious to the ear. Duplicate the MIDI clip from sub to bass mid. Load wave eatable. Start with oscillator 1 on basic shapes, and move the position somewhere between sine and saw, maybe 25 to 40% as a starting point. Keep osc 2 off for now, or add it later very subtly. Add a tiny bit of unison. Two voices, low amount, tight, not wide and wobbly. Turn on the filter. Pick something like MS2 or PRD. Start the cutoff somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz. Add a little drive, but don't crush it yet. Now add motion in a controlled way. Envelope 2 to filter cutoff. Keep the amount modest, like 10 to 25%. Set ENV2 decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain low. That envelope is what makes each note speak, and that speaking quality is a huge part of perceived bounce. Now for the mid processing chain. If you want extra movement, Add auto filter after wave editable with a subtle envelope amount. Then, add roar. This is one of the easiest ways in Live 12 to get the right kind of attitude without third-party stuff. In roar, start with warm or hard depending on how dark you want it. Drive somewhere like 5 to 20%. And here is the rule. Keep lows clean and focus the grit on the mids. If you use multiband inside roar, distort the mid band more than the low band. That way your sub doesn't get chewed up by harmonics and phase mess. After roar, at EQ 8, high pass the mid around 120 to 160 HC so it doesn't steal the sub. If you need more audibility, a small boost somewhere between 700 HC and 2K HC can help. If it's grating, dip around 2.5 to 4.5K HC. Then utility, width around 80 to 120%, but only above the sub range. Keep bass mono on around 150 HC. Now pause and do a quick translation check. Put utility on your master temporarily and set width to 0%. That's a fast mono check. If the bass suddenly loses bounce or gets thin, your mid is probably still carrying too much low frequency, or your distortion is generating low harmonics. Raise the mid's high pass cutoff slightly or use a steeper slope. Also, do this 10-second phase check, solo kick and sub together. Flip polarity on the kick using utility. Pick the tighter option. It's not always night and day, but when it matters, it really matters. Step 4. Make it bounce with sidechain and micro timing. This is where it starts to feel like real DNB instead of a loop. On the bass bus, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain and select the kick as the input, or use a dedicated ghost kick if your kick pattern is busy. Ratio somewhere between 2:1 and 4:1. Attack fast, like 0.2 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds, then tune it. Set threshold, so you get about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. And here's the nuance. Too much sidechain starts to feel halsey. In rolling DNB, you want space, but you still want the bass to feel continuous and heavy. Now calibrate it like a producer, not like a guesser. Drop a spectrum on the bass bus and look at 40 to 80 HZ. Adjust the compressor release until the low end returns to full just before the next important drum hit. Often that's the next kick or a pre-snare ghost. You're timing the recovery like it's part of the groove. Now micro-timing. This is the real sauce. Go into the bass clip and turn on clip delay. Start at negative 5 to negative 15 milliseconds. That slight early feel can make the bass pull the groove forward, which at 170 can feel amazing if the drums are tight. Then try groove pull, but be subtle. Add a swing or MPC style groove at like 10 to 25% amount. Keep random extremely low, 0 to 5%. You're not trying to make it sloppy. You're trying to make it human. Then do one manual move. Take one note right before the snare, and push it late by 5 to 10 milliseconds. That creates this little suck-then-hit effect, where the snare feels bigger and the bass feels like it rebounds. Rule of thumb. Don't randomize everything. Bounce is controlled tension. Step 5. Add articulation with a gate trick. Stock only. Put gate on the bass mid. Turn on sidechain for the gate and feed it closed hats or a ghost 1/16 percussion track. Set the threshold so the gate opens when those hat hits happen. Attack 0 to 2 milliseconds, hold 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 40 to 90 milliseconds. This creates a rolling chatter in the mid-bass without touching your MIDI pattern. The sub stays stable. The mid dances. That's exactly what we want. And quick teacher tip. If the groove feels too busy, don't fight the gate for 10 minutes. Turn down the ghost hat source. Make the sidechain signal more subtle and the gate will behave. Step 6. Glue the layers on the bass bus. Keep this minimal. At EQ 8 if needed. Usually no low cut unless you're dealing with rumble or DC issues. A tiny cut around 250 to 350 HC can reduce boxiness if it builds up. Optionally add glue compressor with a slowish attack, like 3 to 10 milliseconds, release auto or around 100 milliseconds, ratio 2:1, aim for only 1 to 2 dB of reduction. This is glue, not punishment. Then a limiter as safety. Ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. Only catching peaks, not for loudness. Now step 7. Turn the two-bar loop into a real drop. Rolling DNB arrangements often evolve by mutes, fills, and call and response more than by chord changes. Here's a practical 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 4, sub plus mid, simple, minimal variation. Let the listener lock in. Bars 5 to 8, add a little push before the snare every two bars. That can be as simple as a slightly earlier note, or a slightly longer answer note after the snare. Bars 9 to 12, mute the mid for one bar, then bring it back with extra roar drive via automation. That contrast is huge. Bars 13 to 16. Add a question and answer pitch change, like switching the last couple beats to E1, or keep the sub on F1, and only change the mid for a more controlled vibe. Good automation targets. Roar drive up 10 to 20% for fills, wave eatable filter cutoff slightly higher every 4 bars, and sidechain depth a touch deeper in busy sections to keep clarity. Now, let's hit common mistakes fast, because these are the ones that kill bounce even when the MIDI is right. Mistake 1. The sub has too much movement. If your sub is wobbling, wide, or heavily distorted, you're gambling your entire mix. Keep it mono, clean, and simple. Mistake 2. The mid steals the sub frequencies. High pass the mid around 120 to 160 Hz, and verify with spectrum. Mistake 3. Sidechain releases wrong. Too fast sounds like nervous flutter. Too slow means the bass never recovers. Mistake 4. All notes are the same length and velocity. That's how you get a flat line at 170. Mistake 5. Overswinging. Let the drums provide most of the shuffle. Keep bass grooves subtle and intentional. Now a few pro options for darker, heavier variations. Still stock. If you want more aggression without losing weight, do parallel dirt on the mid. Create a return track with roar into a Q8 with a high pass around 200 Hz, then a compressor to level it. Send the mid into it lightly. You keep the fundamentals clean while adding texture. If you want total control, resample the mid to audio. Freeze and flatten or record it. Then do microscopic edits. Trim tails to create breathing room before snares. Add tiny crossfades to avoid clicks. Clip gain a couple answer hits up by 1 or 2 dB. This is how people get that perfect bounce. If you want more perceived motion without more notes, try a ghost note ladder. Keep the rhythm identical, but make every second or third hit a ghost velocity. In Waveatable, map velocity to filter cutoff. The ear hears extra movement even though you didn't add any events. Or do a call and response without changing the root. Alternate octaves on a few hits, like F1 to F2, but on the mid only. The sub stays locked on F1, and suddenly the line feels musical. Try the pre-snare vacuum trick. Remove any mid hit that lands right before the snare. Then add a very short mid hit right after the snare. Snare feels huge, bass feels like it rebounds, that's bounce. And if you want a little brainy moment, do a triplet fake out once per 2 bars. Not gobble swing, just one brief note placement at 1/12 or 1/24 feel. This audio version is shortened for playback.